B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Follow-up story to this developing thing that we've mentioned a couple of times now. A man was taken into custody in Florida and is a person of interest in the slayings and dismembering of the four cyclists in Oklahoma last week. This guy, Joseph Kennedy, we mentioned that they were looking for him yesterday.
Yeah.
He was arrested in Daytona Beach Shores, Florida, while in possession of a stolen vehicle. He was 1,200 miles away from the scene of the crime. This dude
beating a hasty retreat,
So they're hesitant to say that he is charged or a suspect.
Say that he's charged.
He's a person of interest right now.
We don't want to say he's charged, but he's been charged.
They're going to be, they're in the process of getting him back.
Listen, I hope we get all the facets of this story because it's unbelievable.
Yeah. So they have not said why he's a person of interest or has been charged in the killings of the four men. One report suggests that he may be the owner of the scrap and salvage yards that they were at. So
these four guys go out on a bike thing and say, okay, these buddies are going to go out. Then we later find out, you know, their bodies are discovered dismembered in the river. Then we find out that they were probably going out to commit some sort of crime.
Yep.
And then this guy is the guy from yesterday, and they find him today. It just keeps moving along.
We'll follow it for you. How about this story? Two college wrestlers suffered serious injuries in a grizzly bear attack while hunting for shed antlers with teammates Saturday afternoon in the South Fork, outside Cody, Wyoming. Kendall Cummings and Brady Lowry, both sophomores at Northwest College, were with two other members of the wrestling team when they became separated as they hiked down a mountain.
All right, best out of 2-3.
So a grizzly bear came out of nowhere and began attacking Lowry. And when Cummings rushed in to try and pull the bear off of Lowry, a grizzly started attacking him.
Like, I don't care if you're good at wrestling. It's a grizzly bear.
All four possessed bear spray. But the attack happened so quickly that the two victims didn't have time to react and pull it out.
It's astonishing because we're all looking at a picture of them after the fact. And you know, I think save for a broken arm and a lot of cuts, they're doing okay. But that they both technically should probably be dead.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. So they're alive and doing well for what happened, according to police. Northwest College President Lisa Watson stated in a release of the victims, were helped to their vehicles by the other teammates and help was summoned. Park County Search and Rescue and other emergency staff responded to the incident. Cummings was immediately life-lifted to a hospital in Billings, Montana. Lowry was taken to a different one, but then ended up being life-lifted as well to Billings. Each have already undergone multiple surgeries. So, they are lucky to be alive.
So we have two stories, and they always say, when you're hiking, and Nick, you know this, you've got in areas like that, you've got to be consistently making noise to at least alert them or scare them. And Preston, apparently, just before they were attacked by the grizzly bear, they noticed grizzly bear spore.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And then seconds later, they were attacked.
It's crazy. This is a wild story. Servers dressed as Power Rangers morphed into real life heroes as a woman was assaulted inside of their Oakland restaurant. The incident happened at Noka Ramen last week during a promotion that the restaurant was offering. So all the servers are dressed in these
outfits. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's a French restaurant.
No, it's not. It's Noka Ramen. And it's a Thai restaurant, actually. Ploy Pirapopkin said that she was having dinner with friends when she witnessed the crime. She said there was a commotion, and that's when I heard in Thai an expression, hui, that means that something was surprising and new. She said a woman rushed into a restaurant and said that she wasn't safe. And then a man ran after the woman and put her in a chokehold. And she said, and that's when I saw all the Power Rangers run in to help. That's when the patrons...
They're really the Power Rangers.
...started to get involved to sort of support everyone in there to, again, de-escalate the situation. And we waited before police came before we left. Noka Ramen posted about the incident on Instagram, saying they were very proud of their servers, their team. They also assured guests that the recent event was an anomaly at their restaurant. But that would have been crazy to see.
Do you remember when that they just dominated the Power Rangers?
Oh, my kids loved them.
I mean, oh, really?
Huge. Loved them. Huge. Yeah, Parker and Carter. Yeah,
we missed that boat. Like, they were long gone before our kids got into that.
All right, this is messed up. In Florida, a doorbell camera alerted a father and son that someone was outside the door of their apartment. They armed themselves, and they went out to find out who they suspected of burglary and ended up firing 7 shots into the car of a woman who was parked outside of her own apartment. There was never a burglar. The person who triggered the doorbell camera was a neighbor returning a package that was delivered to his address by mistake.
Oh, my God.
It all started when the Colin Acosta Homes doorbell camera alerted a 15-year-old resident that someone had been outside the door. The teen peeked out of the door to see who was there and then went and got a firearm. Meanwhile, his father, Gino, grabbed his cane and a loaded semi-automatic handgun. Gino and his teen son left the house, both carrying loaded weapons. The two split up. Gino walked around his apartment building, and the son checked the perimeter of the building. Gino reportedly found a vehicle with tinted windows in the parking lot in front of the building. Assuming the person inside was a burglar, he approached and started demanding the person get out. The woman inside had just returned home, was checking messages on her phone before going inside, putting the vehicle in reverse to try and get away from the apparently random armed person yelling outside her car. As she quickly backed up to flee, the teen heard a commotion, ran toward his father. When the vehicle passed the teen, he began shooting at the passenger side. The victim swerved, hitting a parked vehicle, which hit another parked vehicle. As the victim drove away, Gino and his son continued to shoot at the car. One bullet went through the empty child seat in the rear of the vehicle. The victim was able to get to a nearby gas station and call for help. She was not. Fired 2 shots, and his teen son shot 5 during the incident. They're both being charged with a ton of stuff, including attempted felony murder.
So she goes and then leaves.
And you go after her? You've left your apartment to seek out this person and go and shoot them
down. Gino got his cane.
That's ridiculous. And he did get his cane, yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So a Southeast D.C. widow says that her husband was mistakenly cremated by the Stewart Funeral Home before his viewing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Risa Washington.
He looks a bit more ashy.
Balding. Said, I specifically told him that I am looking for a viewing of his body and a service, and his wish was to be cremated.
Preston, they just put the glasses into the pile of
but actually on the urn.
Yeah. He loved those frames.
She said, they told me I asked for a memorial service. I didn't ask for a memorial service because I wanted the family to see him for the last time.
Oh, man.
Peter Balding was the last surviving member of his immediate family who wanted to have a viewing so extended family from out of town could come and pay their final respects. She said, I was devastated. I didn't see my loved one. I didn't see the man that I married for the last time. That's all I asked for. Family said they picked out a casket. They had multiple conversations about the service. When Balding dropped a suit off for Peter last Tuesday, she said no one from the funeral home told her that her husband had been cremated the week prior. And when the family arrived for the viewing this past Friday, they learned he had been cremated 9 days earlier.
Nine days.
Balding says Stewart Funeral tried to convey to her she signed up for the visitation and memorial service and not a viewing. But she says that she was clear through the whole process about what she wanted. The Stewart Funeral Home said that they are dealing directly with the family and have no comment at this time.
What if we give you another body?
Somebody. We can get one. Japan's oldest existing toilet, dating back hundreds of years, has been damaged after it was accidentally rammed by a car driven by an employee of an organization that preserves cultural relics.
Where was it? Why was it in a position to get hit by a car?
Well, the 30-year-old man who works for the Kyoto Heritage Preservation Association damaged the communal toilet located inside Tofukuji Temple in Kyoto.
What'd you do?
After he mistakenly accelerated while the vehicle was in reverse, crashing into the building's wooden door. Man. So he went through this building.
And he went backwards?
Yeah. And wrecked this toilet.
So you have the image of him putting his arm back.
Oh, my God.
I made a mistake.
The man immediately called police after the incident.
Oh, we're looking at it. He propelled way back.
No one else was inside the Zen Buddhist temple at the time of the accident, and the driver was unhurt.
Did they mention how the if the toilet would resemble what we would assume to be a toilet to look like, or was it because of its age?
I'd like to see what it looked like.
Right.
Yeah. Not really.
An antiquity.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what, Steve? Speaking of Japanese toilets, you know what they do in Japan? And I wish we did it here more often. They'll put the bathroom sink, okay, on top of the toilet tank. So when you wash your hands, all that excess like water.
That's a smart move.
It's a smart move. So you're just using.
Like a prison? You know, you ever seen those prison toilets?
Well, it's just so you're recycling water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the water that you're, you know, going to.
It's
going to
have poop in it soon, so it doesn't matter if it's clean or not.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I thought
that's what Bill always says.
I thought that was a dad joke.
I did too. No, yeah, I know. I did too. That's what I love about dad
jokes.
It's
like Abu Dhabi too.
Yeah. It's like a Rice Krispie tweet. Anyhow, the Totsu restroom, an important cultural property.
I saw you looking at me. Yeah. I was like, what's going on?
Was built during the Muromachi period about 500 years ago for use by trainee monks. The 2 meter tall double door and interior pillars were damaged in the incident. A photo in the newspaper showed the car inside the building surrounded by what was left of the temple.
Hey, that's the monks!
Temple left by the wooden doors. The temple, which could accommodate up to 100 monks at a time, contains a row of about 20 toilets. And the newspaper said that the conveniences were still in use as recently as the start of the Meiji era, which went up to 1912.
So there was no... they weren't discreet, obviously, because we're looking at the toilet construction.
It was just
simply holes, yeah.
Yep. So fortunately for the hapless driver who has been visiting the ancient capital on business, experts said...
How about them Yankees?
when you're sitting on a toilet like that.
The damage should be repaired. A Georgia college student was killed instantly. Listen to this. When he was struck by the propeller of an airplane he had rented for a dinner date.
Oh, my God.
The freak accident occurred Sunday night. Officials identified the victim as Sonny Aliyo of Atlanta. Georgia Southern University administrators confirmed that he was a sophomore management major. Aliyo had rented a Cessna aircraft to fly himself and a young woman to Savannah for dinner Sunday night. It was going to be this great romantic thing.
Dear God.
Upon returning, the woman got out, walked toward the back of the aircraft, and he got out and walked toward the front. And when he did, the propeller hit him in the head and killed him instantly.
So
that is horrible.
There's a story, Preston. They did like a 2-hour documentary on this woman. She was a model. She got out. It was in the evening. Got out. Same sort of situation. Now, it didn't kill her, but it obviously changed her life forever because it just clipped her slightly. But the props spinning, especially in the dark, are invisible. You can't, you know.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yep. All right, we'll do one more story and then wrap it up. This is in Littlestown, Pennsylvania. A man is expected to pay fines after state game warden seized a kangaroo last month following a tip that he was trying to sell the 6-month-old marsupial on Facebook. Cole M. Williams, 19 years old, pled guilty earlier this month to 3 summary counts of unlawful importation of wildlife. A concerned citizen saw the post and contacted the State Game Commission, which began looking into the allegation. Williams allegedly denied having the 6-month-old kangaroo in his possession when interviewed by game wardens, who later applied for and received a search warrant for his home, and they found the animal hidden in a bedroom closet. The kangaroo was seized and taken to a facility where it will be cared for. In Pennsylvania, possessing, importing, and selling exotic wildlife species without the proper permits is illegal.
It's very cute, by the way.
Officials say that these laws are in place to protect the public as well as native wildlife species from the dangers and harm created by improper handling of these exotic species. So this guy was trying to sell his kangaroo. It is adorable. It's a Joey, I guess.
Yeah, right? Totes adorbs.
Yep. All right, and there you go. That's what I have. In the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.